Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Say what? Well, what you mean? It's my birthday again already. You mean to tell me there's a whole year that passed? Well, I'll be.
First thing what I can do, get on my knees and thanking you, Lord. God, you brought me through a rocky, rocky road. Last year I was so scared, crashed my car and almost dead. I even break my leg, but I see that my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Oh, did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum sweet? We can scrape it dance all night long to the sound of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle. And look on all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday, and yet done made a birthday wish. While my mind asking a question, Lord, I wonder who it will be.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I'm sorry I started the show late. I have to ask the Bahamian people, what is happening on Shirley Street this morning? I couldn't even get onto Shirley Street from the Eastern Road. I had to turn off at Village Road. It is live out there. Because if y'all would throw in me a surprise party in town, I should be there. But I couldn't get there. And that's a part of the reason why the show started so late. I want to say good morning and thank you to my Uncle Stanley Mitchell, who greeted me this morning at all of our favorite breakfast place. And thank you. Bought me breakfast. I got to say thank you, Uncle. I got to say thank you to Miss Sands, who encouraged my partner in the line and told her, no, no, they gonna hurry up. They not going to be late. You ain't going to be late, Erin. Erin ain't going to be late. Thank you for encouraging her, Miss Sands. And then I've got some birthday shout-outs. Mr. Newry. Miss Newry is joining me this morning. You can't have your birthday on the radio and don't say happy birthday to Sparky, because today is also Sparky birthday. So you all remember, every time you hear Sparky voice on the radio today, send a text in and say, Sparky, where the cake gonna be? Also, we got to say happy birthday in peace, Aeneas II, a.k.a. Fritzy, my other birthday twin. Now, of course, we can't be twins because Mr. Cleveland Aeneas II is a senior man to me, right? More like an uncle. But he always reminded me to have a wonderful birthday and to not just enjoy that day, but to enjoy every day. And those words always stick with me. I also got to say happy birthday to Franson Godson. Some of these are Facebook names, by the way, right? Franson Godson, Chikozie Ejuma, Patricia Powell, Sharon Fox, Natalie Atkins, Crystal Turnquest, Nia Cooper, Nicholas Roll, Paulette Family, Antoine, Charles Clark was a couple of days ago, and Sammy, look here, I got to say birthday shout out to Sammy. His birthday was 2 days ago, by the way. Sammy is the hottest waking man in the Bahamas. Cecil, I know you wake hard. I know you have 7 jobs, right?
Seven jobs, that's a typical Jamaican.
Sam Atlantis.
Yeah.
Sammy been working in Atlantis, I think, for over 30 years.
Doing what?
He works in the kitchen area. He is I think he's stepped up. I think he started maybe in the kitchen area. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure where he's waking now.
Okay.
But I grow up knowing Sammy to be a waking man.
Oh, he's a senior man.
Yeah, man. And the examples, like Sammy is an example in the Johnson Road community of what commitment, discipline, you know, faith in your journey with Christ and just a good attitude.
But when you say Johnson Road, you mean Johnson Road, the suburbs where you live, or Johnson Road where regular people live? There you go.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not ashamed to say it. I live in Pirateville, off of North Johnson.
They call that privileged area.
It was very, yeah.
Yeah.
But see, it's all kinds of different privilege, because when I grew up, good morning, Joycelyn Frazier. Joycelyn wouldn't let me go out of Bonnie Way onto Johnson Road to go to Mamaco to get the cup and salty and baggy.
Different type of people.
I used to get in trouble, right? And so what we call privilege, you know, from one perspective, or what we think isn't privilege, right, is privilege to others. Young people who roam free. When I was able to sneak away, we'd be in the bush for hours picking fruit, mango and dilly. And
people orchard? Because there's no, where you live, have orchards. They don't have like wild tamarind and
no,
wild.
No, I live on the family island. Yeah. We get expanse of bush and wildness, man.
Uh-huh.
It's the beauty of Johnson Road.
Uh-huh.
The beauty of Johnson Road is like you living in the city and on the family island at the same time.
And everyone grass is cut inside your neighborhood. I'm just saying.
In the area that I live in.
Yes, the privileged area.
Yeah. Where I live in is so privileged.
Yeah.
Like we have like. I have somebody, like it's a cat union somewhere, like a kitchen somewhere, and they have decided, Cecil, I believe you've been talking to them. They have decided since we live in so nice up there that they're just going to move in. And how do you can't get a cat to move out.
Hmm.
I mean, they don't care about any of the things that humans who was paid to get their grass cut care about.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that in your side of the neighborhood, Johnson Road, you can't hear your neighbors. Where I live, I can hear my neighbor snore. They can't row without me saying, hey, calm down.
But you live in a upper middle class suburban
enclave. Different type of house. Our three bedroom house could fit in your front room.
No, man.
Different type of house. Different type of
it's
middle
a good
class.
Thing I don't own a house in.
I know. But happy birthday, Aaron, man.
Yes,
happy
man.
Birthday.
Look here.
It's good to be 56, eh?
I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And I don't know if the cameras, I don't know if you could control these cameras, right? If y'all see on the camera today, no longer, after I hit that number, I am no longer celebrating my birthday.
No?
First of all, because people don't send you cake. I thought that you tell them and they send you cake. That don't happen. Second of all, people just play the number and don't send
share.
Your money.
You don't share your time.
The people who scored big yesterday on that number.
56.
Call me. I mean, something like that. Mm-hmm. Minus a, plus a one and minus a four.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Y'all should call me. But I'm not celebrating it anymore. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a WhatsApp.
Get a WhatsApp?
Yeah, you know, they're very reliable. They say that the government is about to start charging VAT on birthdays.
Dang.
Yeah.
You need to stop
so
celebrating.
So I ain't celebrating it anymore.
No, you need to
in
stop
fact,
celebrating.
What I want to say thank you to my partner who, my first birthday gift this morning was a bottle of Chicchani juice.
Nice.
You see it in front of you?
It looks blue.
Thank you. It is blue.
It is blue.
Because it's Chicchani juice. It's magic. It's local. That's naturally occurring blue.
So that's why it sparkled?
I mean, because Obey is why it sparkles.
Okay.
But it's naturally blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We call it Chicchani juice. It's one of our latest products on the market.
Nice.
You know what I like it for?
What do you like it for?
It's anti-aging properties.
So you look young?
Soon. When I finish that bottle,
yeah,
I can look younger.
You look like you may have to drink some more of this.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
It is good.
I got a whole year to practice.
Yes.
Anyway, look here. I got a couple of calls on the line. Just before we get to the callers, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, celebrating birthdays.
Go ahead.
Joy Jibrilu, my cousin.
Okay.
Kofi Campbell, our cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Valentino Brown, I think that's Scrooge. Scrooge.
Yeah.
Timothy Bain, a local influencer and media personality. Solo Made.
What? We're going to have a song.
Yeah, man. Rap Quelle.
Yeah.
One rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, Mandisa. I think that's Mandisa from Willis and the Illis fame.
Okay.
Ruth Ann Newton, Lightborn. Longtime QC classmate, primary school, Maliski classmate. Anyway, on Sunday, Koji Wright, Robin Lightborn, Jess Shiver, Janae Noel,
mm-hmm.
our local broadcasting professional.
Mm-hmm.
And my colleague from St. Lucia, Flavia Cherry.
Nice. Right. You know when you have a name when it resonates, that you say the name and say, I know who that is.
Yeah.
The names resonated when you call them.
Some of them names. Yeah. Janae Noel.
That's a big time name.
And look here, and I love it. You know why? Like, you talk about the passage of time. We watched Janae Noel grow up
in this industry. And I know that she did like a documentary about her legacy and how she went to COB and journalism. That was good.
Yeah. It's great to see people documenting their lives, mm-hmm. right? Like, you have an obligation to document your life because it's not your life alone.
Mm.
It's not your life alone. You think of all of the ancestors that were required to bring you here.
Yes.
Right? We all share on this journey. So let's go to the phone line. Then we're going to start the giveaways. And then I'm going to ask you some more questions. Like how you answered coat suit versus linen suit yesterday.
We just started the questions.
We're going to get to it. Okay. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Yuri.
Hey.
Good morning.
I want to say happy birthday to Joy Jubilee. Yeah, I know you. It's cousin to a lovely lady like Jubilee.
That's my family. Cheryl Carey, Audrey DeVoe.
I got to check your females out. And also, mother, happy birthday to Sparky.
Yeah.
Thank God he reached 75 or something like that, eh?
And Sparky is 107. Don't watch nothing. That's a Chicchani in the spirit.
I want to be here when I grew up, but I started in my early 60s.
Good stuff.
Five or seven, you reach over 70, that's it.
No, man. That's not what he said.
Three squats, right, Nuri? Something like that?
Something like that.
He said, you not promise more.
More, right.
So you be grateful.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a big lesson, Pumpkin. That went, thank you just for a moment.
Before you thank me, because you got a heavy thing.
You carrying on like you're going to hit the 3-10 gang in a minute. Go on.
You'll say something?
Go on.
I want to say... first of all, I'm happy for the ruling that was ruled by the council, the Privy Council,
the ruling on citizenship.
That is good because I have one of my cousins, and he had to wait to 18 in his own country, born here and everything, born to my uncle, and Jamaican mother. But then again, that was so sad.
The circumstances.
Right, the circumstances were so sad because he was single.
Yeah.
Right, not married. You know, marriage is different.
Right, but the question for men is, will this convey the man's citizenship to his child that was born outside of wedlock? Yeah, it is sad.
That's an interesting question. We need to talk about that sometime, but again, you got to talk. You got to ask, you got to probably call the Attorney General office and maybe explain that part of it.
I got you, yeah.
But they're going to go to Parliament, though. But my last point is this.
Yes.
I heard someone said that we are not independent. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing that ignorantness of it. Because the Constitution clearly stated we are an independent, sovereign nation.
I would you believe
we have a relationship like United States. They don't say United States not independent because United States belongs to NATO.
Pumpkin Eater, I gotta go. I got couple calls dropping while we're talking. But
we gotta talk about that.
Yeah, and we definitely have to talk about it. In fact, producer, go look up Rule Britannia. They had several requests to play that song today. I don't know why they're trying to tease me on my good boy day. You playing my cousin's song.
But it's my good boy day. Before I go to that jazz lady, but you need to play, I need to get a CD.
Anushka Wright.
She's a wonderful jazz. We need to bring, anyway, we'll talk more about
everybody.
Yeah,
man, super talented. Super.
Have a good day.
Super, thank you. Thank you, producer. The Coronation. See, Pumpkin Eater, I hear you saying that we're not independent, right? Please write a letter to Prime Minister Brave Davis and the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, and tell them when they go to London to please be polite because that's Aaron Green's cousin, right? But at the same time, see if you could like cough or choke accidentally. You know, like maybe drop your phone when it's time to say, we swear our allegiance to the king and his successors and heirs. Because that's the problem right there, Pumpkin Eater. How can we be truly independent if the official ceremony that we are required to participate in requires us to repeat the lines of what is like a litany. No disrespect, church. Which is like a litany. We swear allegiance to the king and his heirs and successors. You better take that seriously.
We don't take experience.
Because I am one of his heirs and successors.
Yes, you are one of his heirs and successors.
That's what my Grammy say.
You can be knighted.
No, I don't want to be knighted.
I mean, you could. I didn't say
no,
you
could. I could knight people.
You can knight people.
That's the position.
Yes. You could become a lord and a duke.
No, yeah. A lady.
A lady.
With a sword.
You could be a lady?
I'd be good. Producer, play that song.
I'd be good. You just be baiting me, man. I'd be right here.
All right, look here. Group of season open. You know, crawfish season closed, but group of season is open. The audience, thank you for tuning in with us. I got a text here. Aaron, how fortunate you are. You are celebrating a birthday with my beautiful, sweet, loving mother, HB, Nana Major. She's 86 today.
Nice. Happy
we
birthday,
love you,
Nana.
Mommy, from all of her 7 children and many grands, and me too, and include Cecil Newry. Producer. Now, you know what I would like to hear, Mr. Newry?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear a Rake and Scrape remix of Rule Britannia for the 50th Jubilee Song Competition. I want to hear some Rake and Scrape with the Junkanoo. Play the song Boy by Giovanni and XTNXETETG. Anyway, these boy them bad. Mm-hmm. When you hear the Junkanoo, the infusion of Junkanoo in the song, maybe you get a sense of what I mean.
Go ahead.
But if we can play Rule Britannia, we need a Bohemian remix of it.
I'm thinking the same thing. There needs to be, especially for the coronation,
yes.
We should have given a tribute and a Bohemian version of it. You know,
absolutely.
That would have been nice.
We need since you are the king of the Bahamas,
yeah.
We should be allowed to pay tribute.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah. Bohemian.
Yeah.
Sounds a little African there.
I ain't tripping on the drums. I already know you want the vibes we on. If you got the vision, east to west, it makes no difference. Follow us, we with it. I'm like, never keep your distance. Gotta keep high power. Either way, I'm living. Right? Drum up at the beach, right? Turn up. Hey, baby, just push up on me. That's how you can get it. You can see I come from NASA. I like them from Abercore. Either way, she can move
her
body. Thank you,
either
producer.
Way. That could be a new genre of music there. Like how they have Afro beats, Bahama beats. I see a future for that type of beating. Right now, I also want to do a shout-out to Marsha Major. I met her when I was at the Ministry of Education. I have a funny story, Aaron. I went to the Ministry of Education yesterday to drop off a form, whatever it is, right? Actually, Ministry of Culture, but you know, Education Building. And whilst I was there, I said, hey, let me quickly use the restroom, right? So I badged in, I saw a security officer, and I said, ma'am, do you know where the restroom is? And the lady told me, nope.
No, man.
Yeah, the security lady just told me no. And I say, no? And she looked at me, nope. So I said, okay, no problem. So I had to walk in and discover the bathroom. I discovered the bathroom inside the Ministry of Education building. So as I was walking and coming out of the bathroom, I saw she's coming up. So you know how to run to her. Miss, security.
See the bathroom
right here. So you can tell when they where it is, no, when they see, come here.
I am half on your side. But I got to be on the security guard's side. She ain't getting paid for that. They're not getting paid for that.
She's supposed to open the door.
Not to the bathroom.
Right, wherever it is, just give me directions.
No. See, I like that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the very least, she could say, I'm not certain where the bathroom is. I've just been assigned to this location.
Mm-hmm.
I also need to know where the bathroom is, sir. So
let's go look for it.
I encourage you on your journey. Let's go.
Yeah. But I discovered the bathroom. I have named that bathroom San Cecil.
Listen, that leads us to our first giveaway question for the day.
Go ahead.
First giveaway question for the day. Mr. Newry, let us be giving away a copy of the People's Constitution.
And I also brought the peppers for you. So we do have pepper sauce.
Right, the next one we're giving away a jar of C.A. Newry's pepper sauce. Okay, here's the question. Audience, now caller on, let's take this caller first. Good morning, caller, you on the clock.
Good morning, Mr. Newry, and good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Mr. Newry.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, the security is security. Yeah, this is secure. they're not the doorman. Now, when the company hires a doorman, then the doorman opens the door for you. The security job is not to open the door, sir.
That's right.
I used to be a security officer, so I can tell you.
So whose job is to open the door?
The doorman. The
security. For you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay, I can talk some things here.
The security job, see, when they're opening that door for you, their eyes are not where it's supposed to be, on the surroundings, to see if Mr. Newey comes to fingerless anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the security job is to do security. It's not to open doors. A lot of companies does that, but that's not the way of a security job. Their job is secure.
Thank you, ma'am.
If the company wants a doorman, mm-hmm. they can hire a doorman like the hotel does.
I understand.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate the statement because we had a case recently where the security guard had sued for overtime pay, and the judge ruled that after being, I think they, as a defense, they said, well, if, as a part of the contract, our employees sign away their rights to overtime pay. And the government, the courts reminded the employers of security companies and all other employers in the country that people can't sign away their rights. That is a requirement.
Yes. You work overtime, you get to pay.
Right, statutory.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. And so what's happening, though, with the security guards is that they are being... It's almost like when people get a work permit to do a job and then the government wants to penalize them because they're working outside of the scope of the work permit.
Yeah.
But people are hired to do a job and then the employers want them to work outside of the scope of their job description without paying them outside of the scope of their base salary.
Mm.
Right? And that's why it's a big issue. And I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, no,
in softer moments, right, you would have these expectations, but it's a real serious technical issue.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to read the question. I want to give away something.
Okay, so the question for the day, the first question is, because you said you discovered the bathroom and you named it...
San Cecildor.
Right. The first question is, on May 4th of what year?
May 4th.
So the day is May the 4th.
Okay.
But of what year... On May the 4th of what year did Jamaica discover Columbus?
Ah, that's when Columbus had a ship wrecked there.
I mean, I think he just ran up. Like, he didn't know where he was going.
And that's when he put the moon stand still of some sort. Columbus had magic. He did magic when he's in Jamaica. You didn't know that, right?
I mean, he must have, because Jamaica been there the whole time. People have been on it the whole time, and all of a sudden he discovered it. That's magic.
And Awak, he made the moon stand still or some kind of eclipse type thing?
Yeah, because some African astronomer had written down in a book that look out for this.
There you go.
And then he was like, see, I did that.
I did that myself.
Yes. On May the 4th of what year did Jamaica discover Columbus? We got a caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you, Mr. Newey, and to the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
But I was just calling concerning the Camoli point a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Happy birthday. But you guys told me to leave my number after the producer, but I never was contacted.
Okay, well, listen, now is the time. Leave your number with the producer again. He is going to take it down and send it to us via WhatsApp right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I will ensure the book will be waiting for you at The Guardian. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
No, thank you very much. And our apologies. Let's go. Have a great day. And thank you for the happy birthday. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning again, Aaron.
You called to answer the question?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
1494.
Yes. Jamaica discovered Columbus in 1494.
So you get a pepper.
Yeah.
Scenery.
Oh, you want to? Okay, you get a book.
Yes, I won that the book.
Okay. Okay. I thought you got a book yesterday.
No, I got the other books yesterday. You see, you have the Constitution thing.
Oh yes, true. You are right.
Yeah.
So now you get two, and this is a big Constitution book. Actually, this one goes and it makes everything simple.
That goes in my library.
Yeah.
Awesome. That is awesome. Okay. I see we got some other callers on the line. If you have called to answer the first question, I can tell you, hang up. And so you can hear me ask the next question.
Go ahead. Well, ask the next question and see if they answer.
All right. Let me talk to the
producer. He's right next to them. So hold on for 1 minute.
Yeah. He's just taking the next call. All right. Let's
ask your question.
Okay, so here is the next question. On the 4th of May of what year?
Isn't that the 4th of May?
Yeah, because it's the 4th of May. Okay. It's today. May the 4th of what year did the United States of America begin the construction of the Panama Canal? Yeah.
Okay. And I see you said United States, because yeah. there's like two or three countries that had started the Panama Canal. I'm not sure if you know that either.
This is from an American history book.
Yeah.
Because they discovered Panama.
Yeah, but you know the French also was digging the canal.
I'm mad at the French right now.
And people start getting malaria and all kind of strange mosquito diseases, and they said, hell with this. Let's give it to the Americans.
Yeah, I'm a little upset at the French right now.
Yeah.
They're okay.
I have some ancestors of mine who died in Panama during that time.
Right.
Yeah.
And some Nuris migrated to work
there.
Yeah,
we had some Nuris who migrated to work there. I have my great-great-grandfather, James Nuri, Jim. He went there, and he came back. And then, of course, my great-great-grand-uncle, Samson Nuri, he stayed and had a couple of children there. Yeah, Panama.
Nice.
Yeah, I have some Panamanian.
And now we got to find out if they made any music, because I'm loving that little mini album, that EP by Lance Haven.
Yeah.
Bahamian, part of the Nuri family. Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
Morning, Aaron. Good morning, Nuri.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Thank God for life as usual.
Bless
it's the
us.
Answer 19...
Go on.
14...
Close.
Must say 41.
No. Okay.
You know, the people get gas in Athens.
I don't know if the people get gas in Athens.
We ain't
get
no gas yet.
Oh, my, that's sad. That means the Ministry of Transport ain't checking for them.
Let me definitely call back. I think it's a combination of things, right? Because I'm not sure where mail boats sit. There needs to be a special... Well, I think there's the Department of Family Island Affairs. You know, we have the new Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, Family Island Affairs. That needs to sit alone because that needs to coordinate with so many other ministries.
Yes.
So it's a good move including it, but it needs its standalone portfolio, because the people responsible for mailboats, Ministry of Transport, Family Island Affairs, people managing Potter's Key Dock in the various ports that they leave from. Mm-hmm. We all have, like, this is, we're going into the 50th independence. We're in an archipelago. Our politicians don't even use the word archipelago when they speak in, right? And people who can't afford plane ticket are terribly marginalized from doing business, from travel, from having the same experiences of people whose lives are rooted in New Providence have.
Okay.
It's a big problem.
So the question is, what year did America start the Panama Canal?
On May 4th of what year did the U.S. begin the construction of the Panama Canal? That's the next question. We're giving away another copy of the People's Constitution, compiled by Keisha Ellis Hunt. Producer, play another song for me, please. Play It's a Beautiful Day, and then play that song by Dee the Entertainer. Now, Mr. Nuri, quick question for you. Baggy or cup?
Baggy or cup? I used to love baggies, right?
Yeah.
But in the age of COVID... And sucking people plastic bag, and I guess turn a cup upside down would be easier.
So you're bougie like me now, living in the suburbs.
I remember in my old neighborhood off East Street, we had this lady who was called named Mum.
Yeah.
Mum used to make cup and baggy out of Flavor Aid.
Yeah.
But she used to make the juice, the Flavor Aid juice, out of a chimney. I'm not sure if you know what a chimney is, but I just saying. And I said, but that's a chimney. You make it anyway.
Yeah.
One cup, miss.
morning caller, you are on the clock.
Hi, is it 1912?
No, it is not 1912.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You know what a chimney is, right?
Yeah, I know what a chimney is.
Yes.
Tell the audience.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, tell the audience. I know the audience.
No. That could be a question, too. If you first person call and know what a chimney is, get something, man.
Tell me what a chimney is.
No, I want them call.
All right. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Sorry. Let's go to the next one. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes. It was 1904.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you very much. The answer was 1904. Please leave your number, name and number with the producer.
No problem.
And your book will be available for you at the Guardian reception desk today. Remember, they close at 5 p.m.
No problem.
All right.
So I won't put forward that Jimmy question.
But that's the next one.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, first person to call and give detail. What is a chimmy? The chimmy with mom made her flavor aid baggy and cupping. What is a chimmy? And they'll get a prize.
All right.
Can I use that pepper sauce for that?
Yes, yes. Okay. That's a pepper sauce prize.
Okay, good.
Okay,
ahead.
Caller, you're on the clock.
The chimmy is a little bird.
Chimmy is definitely a little bird, but not the answer we're looking for. Because she made the flavor aid in a chimmy, which is not the bird.
Okay, hold on. So don't hang up. Producer, take the information from this caller here. Oh, did they hang up? You still live? Okay, good. Sure. Producer's got them. Okay.
Go ahead.
We don't have the answer yet.
No, we don't.
Repeat the question.
Mom, who used to sell cup and bag in my neighborhood off East Street, used to make make Kool-Aid flavor aid in her chimmy. And I want to know, what is a chimmy? Of course, the caller just now called and said a chimmy is a bird. And yes, a chimmy is a bird. But no, that's not the answer we're looking for. We would know, what is this chimmy that mom used to make her cup and baggy in?
Okay. You ready for the next question for you? Oh.
You get a caller?
No.
I'm
taking
yet.
Information.
You taking information?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Put your next caller question to
Cookout or church fair?
Cookout or church fair? Man, either is good, no. You know, the Anglicans tend to have good church fair, especially one all the way with Adelaide. That's experience.
Yeah.
So I know that. I like a good cookout, right?
Yeah.
But a church fair have activities. It's just not going there for the food. You go there to see what else
is happening, and
what's happening, and you congregate and you exchange ideas and stuff like that.
All right.
So I guess the church fair is better.
All right, callers. Hold the line. The producer's got to open up the line because he's taking information.
Well, we can press a button, eh?
I'm not sure.
You know?
I don't
okay.
hang.
I'll do the blue one. While the okay. Green and then red. And then you say hello.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron, I forgot to wish you happy birthday.
I noticed you forget to wish me happy birthday. That's
and
your business.
I've enjoyed many years. I say, oh, Aaron's going to kill me for this.
No, man. We good.
Yeah, Mom, but you have no birthday.
I don't remember being born.
Oh, well, that young lady, shut up. Give me one of those books, man. Read my constitution.
I got you.
Have a good day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Keisha Ellis Hunt. I got my own favorite birthday song.
Go ahead.
It's called I Got a Birthday, You Got None.
Birthday.
That's why.
What?
I got a birthday, you got none. That's why I celebrate with you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to me. Where's the cake and sushi?
Okay.
You don't know the song?
No. Never heard it.
You got a birthday, I got none, that's why we celebrate with you. You got a birthday, I got none, that's why we celebrate with you. Happy birthday to you.
That's the words?
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, it's American.
Yeah, no, I know the chorus. I mean, I didn't know that line.
Yeah, no, cake and sushi is my version. You know, I like to make up things.
Okay, she made another caller here.
Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
Go ahead now. Go ahead, caller, you're on the clock.
Hey.
Hey.
Aaron, I didn't know it's your birthday. Forget. I think I wish you it last year.
Yeah, yeah. Don't watch nothing, man.
Yeah, I hope God spare your life to see many, many more. You're a sweet person. You're a sweet lady, man. I respect you and I love you.
Thank you
Happy
very
birthday.
Much.
Happy birthday. I hope you enjoy your day. Today is the day, right?
Yeah, today's the day.
Y'all don't like to say the age. You can't say.
I did say the age early in the week.
She old.
And I hope people pay.
So we can win the day. The
5'6".
47. 47.
You say 40. I told you.
Yeah,
and I you say 46 here last year. You right, God.
And I ain't celebrating no more. Because I'm turning older.
The aunt is a smoking pipe or chalice or something?
No, that's not a chimney. But I've heard that reference too.
Dr. Alexa told me just now, but she kept letting me in. Let me see if I get another one.
Yes, sir.
I bring the greeting through Texas. Good morning, yeah. Cecil and Aaron. Aaron, I wanted to tell you how sorry I was that you hurt your foot. But I was out of minutes for a while. Happy birthday. Hope you live to see many, many more. And that came from the text.
Thank you very much, Dexter. Thank you very much. We got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Yep.
Oh, we miss you,
caller. Another text says, happy birthday, Miss Green. A chimmy is... Oh, see, this person have an answer.
Yeah, okay, let's...
Okay, says... I wonder if I should... Okay, let me ask...
Okay, let's do the caller first. Good morning, caller. You on the clock?
Thank you, Ms. Green, for saving me.
Because yes,
I believe I got it. That's it. I'm a newly believing slick man. He was that way. Jimmy, he no vehemence is getting in the bushes. But Jimmy is a copper, a medium copper bowl, man. Open bowl.
Okay.
A bowl of the what?
You make the Kool-Aid in. She made it in there. She should have made it in a flask or a pitcher, but she only had a chimney. That's a medium-sized copper bowl. That's what that is.
And what I'll do is I'll give you that prize, and then the texter has a better answer, and I'll read what that answer is, and you listen out to the answer. Mind you,
you get the prize.
Wrong.
Yeah, you can get a prize.
Thank you very kindly.
Take his name, and then I'll give this texter also a prize too.
Thank you very kindly. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So this texter says, "Happy birthday, Miss Green. A chimney is a waste pail, usually made of metal enamel," which is a correct answer. So back in the day, of course, you had outside toilets, right?
Yeah.
And in the middle of the night, women wouldn't have gone outside.
Because Chick Johnny.
Because of Chick Johnny, whatever it is,
and
right?
Centipede.
So they would have a chimney, a waste pail, a metal pail underneath the bed that they would have pull out and use and throw out in the morning. So
yeah,
she had a chimney. And like I said, an open pail, the other gentleman said earlier, that everyone would have used as a waste pail, but she made her Kool-Aid in that.
But it was made out of copper. Copper have special properties. You're safe,
okay.
I think.
It's a thing. And yeah. The Texo with the last number is 5648. Got that prize. And then you can come to Guardian Radio.
After 12. Yeah.
To collect it.
Absolutely.
What are we going to give them for that? The Constitution book? Or are you going to give them? Because I gave out a paper for
right,
the...
Right, no. Luska.
Okay, we get
another fantastic.
So you get a Luska book, ma'am. I'm going to write down your number so you make sure you get that prize right now, okay? Right. We have another caller on the line.
Yeah, let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning.
This is Sparky.
Happy birthday, Sparky.
Happy birthday, dear. I just got a live text from not the king, our prime minister from London.
Yeah.
He has declared today Sparky's Day in the Bahamas. And then tomorrow we'll try to observe something for you.
Okay.
But because I'm 72 today.
You go first.
I are first.
Yes, sir.
I got all the rights reserved. Everything, you come next.
Okay, then.
But can I say one thing, please, before I go?
Just very quickly, Sparky.
Yeah, Ms. Green, I think you should take some time and have a little bit more respect for your callers. You just call over everybody.
Producer.
On your birthday, you get roast.
Play the song, It's a Beautiful Day for
it's
me, please.
It's a beautiful day. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Sparky, do me a favor. I want you to remember this moment. Because of you, I'm going to ensure to have Reg Eldon on my show next week to talk about his new course, Creative Aging. Okay? Creative Aging. I'm not mad at you. Or play the song. Just let it pop up.
I don't wanna come to
hide it. Mighty. Cause tomorrow I may fall down on my face. Lord, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. Thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day.
You guys stay tuned. We're going to go to a break. Sparky, when I get back from the break, I got to drink some of this Chick Johnny juice. Remember, I ain't getting no older. I ain't getting no stress because it's a beautiful day. You guys stay tuned. On the clock, Aaron Green, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Get ready to celebrate our 50th independence with a golden jubilee. The Road to 50 presents the inaugural Jubilee Day. It's a day to celebrate the Bahamas and the Bahamian people in grand style. We're jumpstarting the Independence Party on Friday, May 5th at the Southern Recreation Grounds. Come and explore the cultural village from 4 to 9 p.m. and take your seats by 6:30 to witness a fantastic cultural show. It's all about the black, gold, and aquamarine. Wear your colors to show your pride. Pride. Schools all across the Bahamas will be taking part. This day is made to celebrate you. It's Jubilee Day, Friday, May 5th. For more information, visit CelebrateBahamas.com or go on social media and type in Celebrate Bahamas.
To be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian. Proud to be a Bahamian. Yes, God gave this land to me.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the V Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The sun comes up with a burning glow, shines down on paradise below. I'm talking about the Bahamas, you know, our beautiful archipelago. Now go, 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 pride, bubbly beauty. Tell them we friendly. Oh, tell them we proud of me.
Aaron, what type of genre is this? Is this an anthem song or this rake and scrape or is this what gumbe? Because this is a good beat. You know, something like you chant when at a sports meet.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the era of funk, T-Connection, Bahamians big in that space, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Ronnie Butler listens to them play them on the funk guitar and say, we got to make it more Bahamian. You know, the Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell? You don't watch.
Yeah.
Right? It's the More Cowbell skit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the song Need More Cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Ronnie Butler in the studio.
This
it's just more Bahamian.
A new genre. This is like a funk, like a Bahamian funk.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's not gumbe. This is not gumbe in the traditional sense. The beat is different.
Yeah.
It's faster.
And maybe it is a revisioning of gumbe, you know, like a funkifying gumbe.
We need someone to define these music. I have some birthday wishes with you. Said, happy birthday, Aaron. Blessings from many, many more from your Mangrove Key family. Your family in Mangrove Key?
Yes.
Say, happy birthday, Aaron. Wishing you a beautiful day and a year filled with blessings. Another text there. Let's see what that next one is.
Cargill Creek, Fresh Creek, Mangrove Key. Andrew's people are beautiful. I got happy birthday greetings from Hasty Hannah Tyne's family.
Yeah, they write you out.
And all, yeah.
Say, oh my word, happy birthday, Aaron Green. Wish you live to see many more with good health and all the wealth. That's one there. Great show as usual. So they put the Kool-Aid in the toilet. Boy, I tell you.
But it was copper.
Yeah, it's copper.
You got to understand the science.
Yeah, but that was a chimney, and that's what she made her flavor aid Kool-Aid in to serve to young children. We keep on coming back.
This reason
on that.
Why?
A lot of sugar, plenty of sugar was going inside that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Okay, so next question: what time is it, Mr. Newry?
57. You have 3 minutes to go. So okay. Chimney is a small bird. Yes, I see that.
Chimney is a small bird. Okay, sloop sailing or baseball? I never get to ask you this.
I've never seen a sloop sailed, but I've been to a baseball game. I saw the Marlins win the championship inside Florida.
Yeah, you watched that live.
Yeah, I got some kind of prize for top student junior colleges in the United States at one time. And
okay.
I got some tickets.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's when I was kind of smartish then. As simple as a door nail now.
Now you're just a group all around the place baiting people before they bait you.
Yeah.
Okay, Montague Ramp, Arawaki, or Potoski?
That's wow. I like both. Both is...
There's three.
Bohemiana, or three.
Potoski or Arawaki or Montague Ramp?
Arawaki is nice. I like Arawaki. Potoski is more bohemian to me. They need to sort out their bathroom situation that I could feel crisp and clean.
Yeah,
bathroom is illy situated.
I thought you was going to say it's illegal, which it possibly could
be. Yeah. And but I go to Monique to buy fish. That's an experience.
You don't go to buy the Kong salad?
No, man. I actually know what running water out there.
They got running water out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Montague Ramp has been outfitted with pumps. Some of them need to be repaired, but there are at least four or five functioning water faucets. There's the working bathroom.
No, I'll go part of ski right, and I'll for Kong Salad.
Right at the ramp, right at between the beach and
you're
the ramp.
You're trying hard to convince me.
There's a bathroom there. On the other side of the beach, there's a bathroom.
That's okay.
There's plenty salt water to wash your hand in.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll buy the fish out there. But no, I'll go to Potoski and Arawaki for the Kong salad.
I will argue that the best Kong salad in the country, not in your own kitchen, could possibly be at Montague Ramp. See, but only because...
It's seasoned.
Popeye's Kong salad.
Popeye's is one of the best Kong salad making in the world.
And Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Haldane, they ran the King and the Queen of the Kong competition. Mm-hmm. So I know my boy Yellow Kalma from Montague.
Yes, I know.
He plays high in the competition. Mm-hmm. Popeye's got a mean Kong salad too. Okay, Mr. Nuri, we are almost out of time. Producer, I don't know. This is a hard one, Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
I've got the Richie and Ali and Rose Special Passion. Told you I was coming by D the Entertainer. Islands in the Stream by Jay Mitchell. Play Islands in the Stream by Jay Mitchell to close out the show.
Yeah.
I want to say we didn't get to all the prizes today. We got more time.
We have more time.
Absolutely. We have more time for the people who left their name and number with the producer. We got the one text winner.
I see this person say Bahama Rock is a rock song. That's how the song got its name. Imagine the song as an instrumental. It's pure 60s era rock and roll. See, that's a whole different
I don't know, line. Though. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah?
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah?
If you told me that was 70s era funk, 60s era funk.
But funk and rock and roll are similar, eh?
Similar, but...
I just think the Dog Pound.
See, they all come from African roots, but they vary, right? They divert.
Seems that all music in the United States come from African roots. What? No, I don't know. White Americans did. Country and Western.
They nice on the fiddle.
The fiddle. That's what
No, listen. You said white people. But when we look at indigenous people in America, right? When we look at, like, we go to the bluegrass, that's indigenous music. And a lot of what we call blues and variations of blues, a combination of African and white, European indigenous influence and fusion in those spaces. Whiteness, not so much. European indigenous culture, very much.
Okay.
Very much. Okay, we are all out of time. Producer, play Islands in the Stream. I sent it to you via WhatsApp. It may take a minute to download it. Listen, guys, I cannot find this song online anywhere.
Do you have a Bohemian version of this?
This is the Bohemian version.
Yes. I don't care. I'm the cowbells, man.
Turn it up for this gentleman.
Imagine this beat.
I could imagine it being performed on the streets of Junkanoo.
Yeah.
Yes, buddy. Yeah. That'd be sweet.
On a bass guitar. I need to hear the bass guitar.
This is Jay Mitchell, cover of Islands in the Stream.
Jay Mitchell is a classic.
Classic being an artist. Yeah. You guys, thank you for celebrating my birthday with me. If you know someone who has a birthday.
Happy birthday, Aaron.
You got to tell them happy birthday. Show them some love. Let's show each other all some love. Sparky.
Eat cake.
Show me some love. 310, gang. You guys have a great day.
Making love with each other. Islands in the streams, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other. From one lover to another.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.